I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here's some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Wednesday, October the 22nd, 2025. On I-840 near Exit 55 in Rutherford County, emergency crews rushed the scene of a two-vehicle crash that left one car engulfed in flames. The incident occurred Tuesday evening, October the 21st, shutting down eastbound lanes towards Lebanon as Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue teams battled the fire. Fortunately, all occupants were able to escape the wreckage, and Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services quickly rendered aid on site. The Tennessee Highway Patrol, alongside the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, conducted a thorough investigation, interviewing witnesses and using digital tools to determine the cause. The collaborative response showcased the readiness and commitment of local emergency personnel in Murfreesboro and throughout Rutherford County. Meanwhile, in another part of Murfreesboro, detectives are investigating the theft of a utility trailer from a construction site on John Bragg Highway. The trailer, stolen sometime between October 17th and October 20th, is a 12-foot white, fully enclosed, single-axle unit with a damaged rear door. It's marked with an orange KTM sticker on the front and a Fox Racing sticker on the back. Valued at several thousand dollars due to the tools inside, the theft represents a significant financial loss. Surveillance footage suggests that the suspect may have been driving a light-colored 1990s Ford Ranger. Anyone with information is urged to contact Detective Farrar with the Murfreesboro Police Department at 629-201-5628. An alarming case of child exploitation has surfaced in McMinn County, about 130 miles southeast of Murfreesboro, where special agents with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation's Internet Crimes Against Children's Task Force arrested Micah Boring of Athens, Tennessee. The arrest followed a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, alerting authorities to illicit content uploaded via Discord. With assistance from the Athens Police Department, agents executed a search warrant, seizing multiple devices that were later found to contain thousands of images of child sexual abuse material. The McMinn County Grand Jury returned indictments on September 16th, charging Boring with one count of sexual exploitation of a minor and one count of aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor. He was arrested on September 30th and booked into the McMinn County Jail under a $500,000 bond. The TBI encourages anyone with information about similar crimes to reach out at 1-800-TBI-FIND or visit crimetipline.org. Closer to home, the city of Luverne is still working to recover from a cybersecurity breach that disrupted digital services citywide. Essential functions are continuing via manual processes, and residents are asked to pay water bills and property taxes using check or money order through the Dropbox or by mail. Online payments are currently unavailable, and no late fees or water shutoffs will occur during this period. Municipal court hearings scheduled for October 22nd have been postponed, with new dates to be mailed directly to those impacted. Public Information Officer Donna Tracy assured residents that recovery efforts are ongoing, and city officials remain transparent and committed to restoring operations safely. Leaders in Murfreesboro are laying the groundwork for the city's future, as Murfreesboro City Council gathered in Manchester last week to discuss long-term planning. Mayor Shane McFarland emphasized that transportation, public safety, and education were key focuses, with capital improvement projects already in the works. Among them are designs for a new police precinct on Veterans Parkway and a new fire station, potentially breaking ground in fiscal year 2030 and 2028, respectively. The council will revisit these projects during its November 13th workshop. Council members also addressed Murfreesboro's growing concerns around homelessness, proposing updates to the city code that would prohibit unauthorized camping on both private and commercial property. These proposals aim to align local enforcement with recent legal precedents while maintaining compassion. Education remains another top priority as Murfreesboro City Schools anticipate enrollment increases at Salem and Black Fox Elementary. The council is weighing whether to invest $53 million in a new school or add extensions to existing buildings at a significantly lower cost. Dr. Trey Duke shared that additions could increase capacity by 15-18%, an appealing alternative as the city manages projected growth and shifts in public education. Meanwhile, Halloween festivities are lighting up the region. Nashville is set to host major events like All Hallows East and the Phantom Freak Show on Saturday, October 25th, but Rutherford County families won't have to travel far. Murfreesboro's Barfield Bash returns on October 24th and 25th, offering hayrides, games, and seasonal fun for all ages, including the popular not-so-scary hayride for just $5. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at NewsRadio WGNS on Facebook and on X. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, or a comment on YouTube. I'm Dalton Barrett for NewsRadio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.